We are trying to help everybody. We're trying to help a nigger. We're trying to help a nigger. The tech body don't give a fuck about a nigger. A tech body about the cap in the ass of a nigger. He don't care. We do care. We want a nigger to make it. But the tech body don't give a fuck if a nigger makes it. I don't. We don't care about that. We don't care from that side. So you have both conversation, you hindadi's loving motherfucker. And you're the Dark Soul Incorporated, so you of all people should understand this clearly, clear as mud. We're trying to present an opportunity for everybody to come into their place of power. If they do, congratulations. Welcome to the fold of the ever-loving continuum of Godship. If you don't, we understand. Please leave your offering at the door. Alms for the poor. Alms for the poor. Just leave your offering at the door. You had a good time. You enjoyed the music. You listened to Kitty Wales and Patsy Cline and who's the mother? Okay, see. Who else did you play? Orson Welles. You played some Orson Welles.
Zappa.
Zappa. No, they take money back. Every time he plays Zappa, they take money back. Yeah. Broken social scene. Yeah, it's a fucked up scene, all right. Yeah. So play Brendan. Brendan. Sue Bone. Bless Sue Bone. We love Sue Bone. Poor Sue. We love Sue and Brendan. But anyway. Those things become something they can enjoy. We want everybody to be happy. We want everybody to be pleased. We want to love you up. We want you to nut.
Wasting time. We heard that song 100 times.
This is a happy time. This is happy time.
No
more gloom.
Boring.
No more gloom. Well, we agree. No gloom, despair, and agony. Peace, dark depression, excessive misery. None of that anymore. If you're going to make it, you're going to make it. If you don't, it really won't matter. What were you doing on Discord today, goddammit? We need to know, Bob.
I wasn't on Discord. I don't even know what it is.
You were. Yes, you were. You were on.
I don't know what it is. Roy died on there. Roy died on there.
He died on a... He's like Carolyn. He died on a nice deal. That was a hill he was going to die on, so he died on the Discord.
Yeah.
Died on the hill of Discord. Okay, Bert, come on, let's make some money. Let's go.
Okay, Ion. The Iridium in Episode 3 and the Strontium 90 in Episode 6, are they connected to what was taking place in Episode 20?
Certainly. Some would say it's a completion.
So those two elements, or what they were using those two elements, is that what causes decay in the salt spots in particular areas?
Certainly.
And then you mentioned earlier about when they go to sleep. Are you referring to myself, Jermaine, and Alyssa? Is that how... What's taking place with us when we go to sleep? We engage soft spots?
We'll see.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
what
Ion.
Do you think? What do you... Whoa. What the fuck do you think? What do you think? You're living this life. You're living in your life. You're living in your world. You have access to more than any goddamn body on this planet. You've got more access than all of them. What do you think? Is that not the case? Is that on the money? Is it not on the money?
I would say it is on the money, but it's
careful.
It's not. It's now that you're bringing it up. I mean, that's what's taking place because you actually even dropped it off a few weeks ago that the normal everyday life is dreaming, and when you go is the life, and that's. That's something that we've all been doing, but it's becoming more of a reality of slipping into this.
Most people are using tragedy to stifle freedom. They're using tragedy to stifle freedom.
That means that they think something negative happened. They go from there.
Yes. Yeah. They're living on the highway to hell. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Highway to
okay,
Hell.
Okay,
that's
and
my
also,
favorite AC/DC tune.
One more. I did a spoiler alert on the February 1st about the Wheel of Time, and you told me that that involved the Tech Body, the 1111s. So that outlines that whole battle that was going on between
Don't say battle, say disparaging condition. Disparaging condition. It really wasn't a battle. It really wasn't a battle, because you're making like it's a war. It really wasn't quite that. It was a disparaging position. You had a conundrum. So if you say it like that, we go, okay. So go ahead.
But there were battles in that despairing condition
sure.
in the Wheel of Time.
No question. But the whole thing wasn't a battle. The whole thing was a process, and there may or not have been disparaging conditions within it, within and without it, but it's still, the whole thing wasn't a world war.
Okay, so.
Just saying.
Okay, those five people, those five children, or those five people that were connected, where that was an illustration of the five bodies?
Maybe.
Okay. And then the Dark One, and then this army, was that the Dark One, the Tech Body, and then the army, the angels, represented in the Wheel of Time?
You're using Dark by Dark Soul loosely, but yes.
Not Dark
and
Soul.
Of course, yeah.
They was referenced of the Dark One. The Dark One, not the Dark Soul.
We're trying to tell you something. We're trying to tell you something. When Bob's laid up there not doing a goddamn thing, he's just sitting there waiting to die. When Bob's laid up there just sitting there waiting to die, he's doing things. He's doing things. So, yes, it's
so
not
you're saying.
Die, so he's doing
okay.
things.
So I
don't say, stop.
Right.
Stop. We're not saying nothing. Right. We're not saying that. We're not saying nothing. We're just telling you something. He's
all
on
right.
something here. He's running right. things. Do you look at the goddamn people, he has his picture in front of a goddamn tombstone and thinks this numbnut motherfucker ain't doing something.
Yeah,
you better look at that video.
So
player.
Bob is illustrating.
That's all it is. Sue Bone is alive sitting in her chair right now. Sue Bone's alive sitting in her chair looking out the window in this dark depression. She has these moments over and over and over where she has all the information. She could take him down. She's worse than Dave Worster in the statue in the Washington Monument. Worse than that. Looking out that window, navigating that space. She's got that. She's got all the knowing. But she calms down. She quiets her mind. Lets it pass. Lets the cares of the life pass her by. Then she catches up. Dying in fucking Canada. It's ridiculous. But anyway, she sits there. And then Bob giggles, that dark soul giggles. He laughs all the way through. Yeah. Why Carolyn has kept him alive all these years, we have no good
we have no clue
idea.
Why.
We
why
have no
Carolyn
reason, no
pervert.
Good reason why. No good reason why. She could slit his throat any day, any time. Bless her heart, we would support that in every level. But she says, nope, we're going to keep him alive. I'm going to feed him. I'm going to keep his neutralites up and his electrolytes and neutralites and digalites and jiggalites. We're going to put coffee up his ice hole. We're going to do all kinds of things. We're going to keep him away. We're going to put tequila in the coffee enema and put tequila up his ice hole. He's going to be great. Cream and sugar. That's all he gets is cream and sugar. And if his ice hole, we don't get it up down his mouth, but we're going to get him loved up so he can be happy one more day so he can run to the beach and pretend to swim in the ocean that isn't wet. Yeah, that's 4 days.
It ain't wet,
the ocean ain't wet. Yeah, the ocean ain't wet. It's just salty,
it's
not wet.
So the Tech Body Angel Point, Scott said on February 13th, how the mechanics, he talks about Silicon Valley's brainwashing of people, making them gambling addicts on Web 2.0. And Scott says that article explains the mechanics of the Tech Body, how it actually works, and then he puts in brackets, and why Ion seems so captivating to some, even though he or it actually gives you nothing. So, Ian's miming the tech body, which is miming silicon simulation methods for addiction.
Mm.
Those are issues you're going to have to get to eventually, Bert. You're welcome to start now. Why are you talking about these TV shows? Okay, where is it leading?
Because he got... Did you not get the TikToks, Bob? He's supposed to be sending you the TikToks now. He's on the feed.
He's sending them to Ed. Ed's posting them. Ed's posting them.
Oh, Ed Long? Who the hell talked to Ed Long?
I did. I had to fucking organize everything. Dimitri wasn't doing nothing. Nobody's doing anything. Let's fucking hook him up on the phone.
That's true.
What Awareness said in October 8, 1969. Bob, liaison between the idiots.
Hey, Bert, what information do you have for Dimitri about the carbonate? What would you, if you had one sentence to say to Dimitri about how he fucked up from the carbonate, what would you say? This is fun. Watch this, Bob. Watch this, Bob. This is going to make you pee-pee hard. Go ahead, Bert. What one sentence would you say to Dimitri about how he fucked up the clouds? Come on. Let's go. Go ahead.
You mean
come on, man.
Come on now. Are you ready to concede, Bert? Shall we move on to someone else?
No. Stop.
he wants to beat you some more.
Stop. No. It doesn't matter what we said. What would you say to Dimitri regarding the cloud? That's the way to say it. Softly. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, there's something.
He's abusing you.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment. You can put it back on him. We don't know.
No. Wait. How does the cloud connect to carbon? Or what type of carbon would connect to the cloud that you're trying to drive this link to this cloud computation that saves information? That's the one. What would you say about that? Go ahead. You're safe.
I would say a gaseous carbon. A gaseous carbon, like carbon.
Okay. You like that. In more words?
Fits within the spaces of diamond. So there's a connection of diamond and carbonate or carbonite.
What about the spheres? What about the tungsten spheres in the earth that communicate here and there?
Ooh.
Come on, Dimitri, if he ain't stoned, he's waiting on your every bated breath. He's not stoned.
Ian, are you saying the tungsten in the earth? So that's the cloud will connect to the, through the tungsten of the carbonite?
You remember the monolith? The monolith.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the monoliths are
a relay station.
Relay stations or clouds connected to the cloud.
Oh, certainly. They would certainly be related to, conveyed to the cloud. But we're going to somehow absorb Linda with an R's goddamn composition notebook, because she really worked hard on that shit. Are we going to let her take them with her in her backpack to the bunker?
Okay, Ian, one more question. When we were speaking about Ed, you were telling me to get with Ed. You said that I have a great essay.
Informationfarm.blogspot.com. Is that the one you're talking about?
Okay. Ed Long. Okay, you said that I have a great SP1303. Is SP1303 a sense? Sense?
It's a perception? A knowing. No, it's a knowing. It's a position. It's an access mark. Point. It proves junk science.
SP1303 proves junk science?
Yeah, it's an access point for you. Okay. It's what Nostradamus was trying to say was that higher echelon. that point of order that would mark you above, say, another numb-nut motherfucker. Okay, you're a big old black dude with a big penis. Okay, that puts you at a mark, at a point somewhere in life's strand. Well, that point is your point that's there. Okay, so you're not judged by your lats, but you got great lats. Okay, so you keep marking these things up to where you have a basically a perimeter, an axis, a precipice that you cross from, or you're above this or less than that, or yada, yada, yada. You're not the world's tallest midget. You see the point? With good
so
text.
So the SP1 is my mark. That's my mark. That's those numbers.
Well, if you live up to it, but we'd say yes. You're doing a good job so far.
Okay, Bert.
See, we yell at people really bad, and they get all that go crying and wait and go kill themselves. And shoot, we don't give a fuck. Kill your goddamn self. We don't give a fuck. You do what you do. Put that 45 in your mouth if you want to open casket. Blow that fucking brain out. We don't give a fuck.
Okay.
You do what you're going
to
do.
1150, okay. And you have to drink living water, not more water, living water, which you haven't gotten yet. So, what's his name, Ricardo? He's always asking questions. Nobody gives him, addresses him. He says, what is the tech body trying to do? Supposing an EMP is coming, it won't be much of an issue then, I assume.
No, it won't be an issue at all. It won't be an issue at all. Tech body will have won when that occurs. So,
because the tech body is not limited to electricity.
That's exactly right. Neither is Bert. So Bert's body is responding in kind. It's an electrophoresis. Now, phoresis. Carolyn peaked up. Carolyn peaked up right there. Phoresis. What are you saying? Phoresis. What do you mean? Phoresis. What are you talking about? Okay, so she perked up because now we're talking about an energy interface regarding phoresis. Oh shit! Hold on now. So you're saying the meat sack body can do the same thing that the electric body, Bob didn't talk about the electric body. You left that off its five body.
No, that's the
easy
body.
Oh, no. The electric body is not the TV body. No.
But the body is the ground of the whole 20th century.
No.
Okay, relax.
It's not ground. It's not ground.
Relax.
It's
you don't know what
ground.
You're talking about. Is the strontium 90 a parallel to carbon and 5G?
This is not grounded. That's what you're trying to come to. This is an electrical interface.
Is the strontium 90 a parallel to carbon and 5G?
Maybe. We'll see. If it's grounded, then no. It'll be grounded. It won't be worth anything.
How do things get grounded?
Copper.
Copper?
In the ground.
Yeah, okay, that grounds it. So is electricity grounded by copper?
No. What we're saying to Bert is that if he can have his energy that's not grounded, then he can move beyond this realm. He can move past this.
So you don't want to be connected to the copper. You don't want to be grounded.
No, stop. No, wait, that's only if you're trying to escape this world. Did you not watch Fringe?
You overcome the copper when you're trying to escape this world.
Did you not watch Fringe? You didn't watch Fringe? You don't know about Olivia? Olivia Dunham?
Yep.
Peter? Peter Bishop? You know Peter Bishop?
I don't know the conversational stuff that Bert's quoting.
And Belly. Remember Belly? You know Belly?
So you're saying
that
if you want to escape, ignore the copper. If you want to stay here in the ascended position, dig the copper.
What you're trying to gain, Bob, is all the stock options in Massive Dynamic. That's what you're trying to gain.
I don't care about that. I'll be getting it anyways without any effort by me.
Say, here we go. That's right. Bob's like, I already got that. I ain't interested in all that. I got all the money in the world. I don't need that. So he's got all of Massive Dynamic and doesn't even know what Massive Dynamic does. That's our Bob. He won.
I'm free of this world, Bert. I don't need to escape. I'm well through it.
He won first prize. He won first prize.
Everything Bob can do to his stump is basically what we're looking at here.
Yeah, what a rabbit. What Bob and a rabbit can do to his stump.
That's right. Bob and a rabbit.
We have a breakthrough. That's all, folks. Yes. Okay, Bert, go back to what do you call it with your sobriety? Back to sobriety, Bertrand.
Okay, you just dropped something pretty heavy there with that electrophoresis.
Don't tell him. That Karen will be on there. Don't worry. Karen will get that. She's got that. This ain't for everybody. We're trying to help a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Too many people
bring
listening, Bert. We can't get that.
Yeah, bring it back to the insipid ones. Bring it back to the insipid ones.
Stupid, Bert. Talk about 5 Elm Street. Rob is always on the right tack. You know what they're talking about, 5 Elm Street.
I had a funny thing happen on the way to Aberdeen. It's good. Talk about
Aberdeen.
What
there was.
Okay. Yeah. She was a hit. Okay, Bert, yeah. Come on now. Save the day. Save the day. The Queen Mom is hoping you pull it through.
The Queen Mom is hoping I pull it through.
Yeah, they're all lurking, Bert. The whole history of humanity. All the greats are there watching what Bob's going to say.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Bert, for paying off Andrew's settlement. He paid that bitch off. It's all settled. Thank you so much for straightening that out. We thought all the monarchy was going to fall. Thank you for paying off that bitch. It's good for
you. Okay, Ian. Can I say one thing?
Yes, please.
The Wheel of Time.
Does that
about
fix
Bob?
That girl, Victor, or yes. Vinnie, Jeffrey, does it okay. fix her, or is she scarred for life? And it doesn't matter if she gets $7 million.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, so she got what she wanted. She faked all the pain.
Big, little dick. She wants the money. Don't matter about the dick. It's about the money. So good. Shit. Are you nuts? Yes, Bert, the answer to your question that nobody heard was yes. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. Good, okay. I'm not going correctly.
Nobody heard that. Jermaine heard that. Okay, are you through? We got to get Jermaine in here. You done?
No, I'm through.
I don't know where you got, Bert. I got some shit out of it. Listen to me.
Okay. I'll tell you in the post show what Ian just told me, Bob.
Okay, good. All right, let's let Jermaine in.
There's going to be a post show.
Tailgate.
You ain't going to be there. You're not welcome.
That TikTok, that damn thing don't work. The damn thing don't work. Okay, Bertrand. Hey, did you say, hey, Bertrand, get your ass together and come back inside tonight. Let's see if we can fuck a little more if you want to.
Yep. I'll be there. I'm loaded for that.
Okay. We're going to try. We're going to see what... We're gonna say
so
we're gonna give you 40.
Phone, Jermaine?
We're gonna give you.
Yes.
We're gonna give you 40. We're gonna give you 45 real good minutes. Yeah, we're gonna give you 45 real good minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ion.
Tell
Hi,
Rosanna
Bob.
we adore her. Tell Rosanna we adore her.
Hey, Ion.
Hey, baby. What's up? You have very perky breasts tonight. We're very thankful for that. You know that?
I think you're
looking very perky.
Thank you.
Girl, we like it. We like that shit. It's good. Hey, you do what you do, honey. That's right. Uh-huh. Hey, you get your nails did. They look right. It's all beautiful. I love it. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You care enough to take care of yourself. We like it. Your hair is perfect. That's nice, too. So what's up? There we go.
Okay.
So we know stuff. Stop. Let me tell you something. We know things. But we're not going to go into them things unless you ask. The things we know. But we're not going to go into them unless you ask. So if you won't go into it, don't ask it because we're going to go into it. So be real careful. Ask what you want to, sugar baby. We got you.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I could go into that. I have like questions about extension.
We know, but that's not the point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know the other one. You could tell me.
Right. No, we don't. You don't want to do that right here.
Okay.
Tell Bob that's what Instagram is for. Stop the bleeding. Stop the bleeding. That's right. Oh, good. Okay, go ahead, darling. Go ahead.
Okay. So your session with Christy and Lisa was the ascension part. You much broke
we
it
loved
down.
They're really hot lesbians. They're not as hot as Em and Ray. She's our favorite lesbian. But they're hot. They knock a little man out of the boat. We like that. Hey, they're striding that process. They make sure that everybody goes to bed happy. You see how good that is? That's important. Because it's like, it's a completion. it's not just like, okay, I'm through. No. This is about a connection. See, the connection is how the libidian relationships work. It's a connection. Mm-hmm. We can show you some about that, baby. Baby cakes, we can show you some about that. It's good. They got it together. And if boys could figure that out, ooh, Lord Jesus, it'd be a great thing. But they all about they self, and they run around trying to be ball. They trying to see if they got game and all the stuff. No, they trying to get something through. They trying to get finished with something. It's not about getting finished, honey. It's about engaging. Now, these are important words that we're speaking over you to get that people need to understand, because this is what's happening with the meat sack body. Because if you can't get yourself off, how the fuck you going to get somebody else off? If you can't make yourself happy, how the fuck you going to make somebody else happy? If you can't take care of your own finances, how the fuck you going to take care of somebody else's finances? Just saying, honey. Just saying. You heard that? Nice.
I heard it. Nice. Well, that's part of what you told them. You said everything's vibration. Fuck the world. Make your world paradise. But, like, I transcribed everything because it's so good. I think that the way you explain it is so easy to understand the ascension. But you said the reason why the body feels ascension malignant is because it's fighting to make one double helix strand. And we're giving it new information to make 144,000 double helix strands. So my question is, what's the new information that we're giving?
Okay, you're bringing yourself back to God. You're bringing yourself back to the part that worked, the only thing that's ever worked anyway. See, it's the age-old story of that you're coming back. It's going back to the future. We're going to go back to the future. We're bringing you were God. You separated yourself from your power. We're trying to bring you back to your place of power. So if you were ascended and you fell, then you'd know how to ascend. But you don't remember that. So you keep repeating and repeating and repeating in Deuteronomy. And this one begat, that one begat, that one begat, this one begat, that one begat, that one. So you can come up and you spread yourself out through 10,000 years or 100,000 years or ever how many years it was to bring yourself back to God. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to focus you back to your place of power. That's the race. That's how in 1960 there was 2 billion people, and now there's, what is it, 2020, something. There's like almost 9 billion people. See the rub?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. How can you make that many people that quick? Except for representing within the genome the capacity for that much DNA to be present.
That's to be what? What's the last word? To be present? To be present.
DNA. DNA to be present.
DNA.
You're basically saying, there's enough double helix strands present so that everybody that lives, there's the rub, can have 144,000 double helix strands. You're proving the point. You're proving the point. You're making Dr. Fauci to be true.
The point that's being proven? Ask that, Jermaine.
The amount of double helix strands that are possible. The ones that are possible. Because if they're possible, then they can be a real for you. If they're possible.
They've been stolen by the 7 or 8 billion.
Well, now we're negotiating. See, now, okay. Yeah,
no,
good.
They're mine. They're all mine. They all came from me.
Fine.
They're stolen from me.
Fine. It is what it is. Okay. See, we don't care if you're fishing or catching, as long as you're fucking. We don't care if you're pitching or catching as long as you're fucking. We don't care.
Well, is that why only...
Catching. We don't care.
So is that why only like a third is going to make it? Not, there's 9 billion people, you said, but not everybody's okay.
Correct.
Okay. And,
no, what's
okay.
the reason? You just said, is that why? What's the why? What have you learned?
That's why only...
You won't need that much. You won't
no, what's
need that
referred to? He goes, that's why.
DNA.
What? Why?
DNA.
It's a lot
DNA.
Of nonsense and things.
DNA.
What
DNA.
Are you picking?
DNA. You won't
what
need that
DNA?
Much DNA. You won't need that much. So that two-thirds have got to go. A little more than two-thirds have got to go. You don't need that much. They got to go. They got to go. Somebody's got to do some composting.
Oh, we only need 144,000 DNA things because there's so many people. If there's less people, we only
right,
need 85,000. Is that what you're saying?
Or less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's a crazy
because,
new math
because,
there.
Nah, I ain't new math. That's the old school. That's the thing that's been saying all along. Jermaine said
you haven't been
died,
saying that
died.
All along.
Yes, she has. She's like, I got
No, I'm saying, but you.
Did.
I thought you were saying you. You didn't.
Oh, well, fuck up.
Dude,
fuck
what
up.
You mean? Never what said it. Didn't have a clue what you're talking about.
Yes,
Jermaine,
I do.
Jermaine
I do.
Jermaine is on.
Well,
what
are we
Lamartage.
Talking about, Jermaine?
Lamartage.
Yeah. How is Jermaine going to understand that all this stuff suddenly goes back to Bob and Carol? How is she going to understand that?
Well, because it's very easy.
It
it's very easy. She has seen your dick, so she knows.
Oh, that's right.
She knows.
That's true.
And she's seen your hair. She's seen your pubes. They were standing
no,
at 9 feet.
Just his balls.
Yeah, Carol doesn't want to go that far.
Oh, just his
balls. Just my balls, Jeremy. But that was enough.
Bob is not testicularly challenged. That's right. Bob is not testicularly challenged. That's good. So the good news is that's the application. Now, Karen heard some words. Now, listen, Jermaine. Listen.
Yes.
Karen heard some words earlier that she's going to apply. And she's like, oh, and she didn't say nothing. You know, she was real quiet. When Karen gets quiet, mm-hmm. She should be afraid. You need to be scared. Because she's getting stuff. She'll put that together and she'll make that into things. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
We said some things.
Yeah.
We say it to everybody. We say our words to everybody, but not everybody picks up on it. Some people do, some people don't, but it doesn't matter. That's not our point. Nobody can come back and say that we hid something in plain sight.
Yep.
Because everything that's been said, we told everybody about Wilson. We told everybody about Coldplay. We did a goddamn series on triangulation. We did.
Oh,
we
yeah.
told you where to find it in the event. We laid you all the way through Fringe. We told you about the multi-dimensions. We told about the multiverse. We told you about the angels. We told you about the aliens. We told you about the inside-outside aliens. We told you about the District of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh. What happened to the District of Columbia? It went away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Look up the District of Washington. That's new. There's no more
District
of Columbia. The District of Washington.
Oh.
Yeah. We're saying some things. We tell you something. So we tell
yeah.
you some things. We fuck. Yeah, fuck woolly nigga. Fuck woolly nigga. Come on now. Let's fuck. Fuck woolly nigga. So we're trying to tell you some things.
Are you talking about Washington, D.C. or Seattle?
There is no District of Columbia
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah,
it's now the District
of Washington. That's where D.C. was. Where D.C. was. Nothing to do with
that's
Washington State.
Correct. That's correct. We told you that. Yes, we did.
Is that a Trump
mark it
prize?
Down here.
Is that a, something Trump
no.
gets?
No. Trump don't want it. Burn it. Trump would burn it. And he would put hydrochloric acid on all of it, let it melt. All the marble there, he would put hydrochloric acid,
yeah.
spray it down, let it melt, go into the ground. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't, you know, he's not interested in them fucking monuments, them goddamn dead people. There's too many dead people in there. But anyway, that's another conversation. So we're saying things, Sugar Booger. We're saying things.
Yep.
Let's get back to monetary sobriety. Go ahead with your...
Monetary sobriety. Okay. So two...
Careful, be careful,
me.
Be careful.
Okay. So, number two question. In the ascension process, you said that you got to have an outlet and input. So you gave an example of the outlet being pebbles, like something funny that makes you laugh. What is the input?
So it's the milk in Fruity Pebbles. It would be the milk in Fruity Pebbles. What is milk? What is lactose? What is lactose? What would lactose represent?
Some milk.
Lactose bacillus. Lactose bacillus. What would that represent? Sweet milk in Fruity Pebbles. In Fruity Pebbles. What would that represent?
The milk or the Fruity Pebbles?
No, you said the one part is the Fruity Pebbles, but the other part
Could
be the milk in the Fruity Pebbles.
The milk in the Fruity Pebbles. I still don't get it.
Lactose bacillus.
Yes.
Okay. Karen, help her with lactose bacillus milk in the damn Fruity Pebbles. Come on now. There you go. Now, Karen's not fond of milk. Karen's not fond of milk. But if you're going to eat Fruity Pebbles, it's an okay balance. If she wouldn't say
Pebbles, that's a dog. That's a dog.
No, it's a cereal. That's a cereal. Cereal. It's too much sugar. It's too much sugar. See, Karen wouldn't say eat Fruity Pebbles, but you brought up Fruity Pebbles, and so the counterpart of that would be sweet milk. Mm-hmm. And so that probiotic would go with it. But Karen would suggest either one of them. See, puffs. It's like puffs, Bobby. Like puffs.
Yep.
So that means it's balance. You got to have an input and an outlet. Like, have balance.
We don't like those words.
It's like have a window that we can see out of. Okay, we got to raise the window. No, we got to shut the window. We want a window we can see out of. Okay, sun comes through the window and we can see out the window. That's two parts too. Is that sweet milk and Fruity Pebbles? Okay, no, that's not quite the same. So you're trying to say something a little different. We want to help you so you don't get lost in space. Because danger, Will Robinson, danger.
In space, funny, because that's my next question. In the same interaction you had with Lisa and Chrissy, you said nothing.
Oh, love
this.
We love
this.
They're good.
You don't need to comment on every fucking word, Aya.
So you snuck in something there.
We have to, Bob. We have to.
And you said that going to the moon, if it was that easy to go with no technology to the moon, how come you haven't been back with so much technology now? Well, you already said the moon's plasma. That's one of them. But is there no outer space?
No, it has been.
Is that an illusion?
We don't know what outer space is. We don't know what we know what an outer and an innie belly button is. We know what an outie and an inner belly button is. We know what that is. But we don't know what we don't know what inner space is. Stop! We don't know what inner space is, and we don't know what outer space is. We don't know it. Mm-hmm. What is outer space? What is inner space? We don't know that.
I don't either.
It's an Orwellian phrase someone has adopted. Just saying.
Well, that was my next question, because I found something on TikTok about a Bible from 1959 that says that the earth is a circle made with a compass laid upon a face, which is bounded at its ends, and it does not move. And it is covered by a dome containing the sun, moon, and stars, which are revolving above and below is water. So it's saying that the firmament is water, below is water, and there is. So is that real?
It is real. That's exactly right. That's the flat. That's the whole flat earthers conundrum.
Yeah.
And many things are drawing them out that way. That's why you can't find the oceans, because you can't go to where they are.
Yeah.
See, that's the rub. And we're not fussing about that. We don't really care. We don't really care about that. We care about ascension. So don't fight about that shit, because it is what it is. And the cross perspectives of the map, and like, why that the airplane flies wrong ways for the closest way to get somewhere. You take a flat earth map, that becomes a straight line, and they're flying over the top of the earth to get to Hong Kong. That's because the flattest way is to go straight. So they said, it's easier because of the wave patterns or the flat waves or the air currents or the something. Well, that's fucking stupid. I'm going to fly over the top of the goddamn earth to get to the other side of the earth. That don't make no sense. I'm gonna go to Uma. I'm gonna go to Uma to go to Montana because it's closer. What the fuck? Uma is not in the way of Montana from where you are. That's what they say.
So that's fine.
Don't worry about that. That's the truth. But it doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter in the ascension process.
In the ascension process. Because what you're trying to navigate, you're trying to balance your world. You want your realm to be fluid. That means you have all the money you want to have in this breathing hard. Don't breathe hard. Don't breathe hard. Stop breathing. Hold your breath. You like that dude at the World Series. Is it the World Series or the Super Bowl? Super Bowl. Hold your breath. I have my mask off. I was holding my breath. I wasn't breathing. Okay, hold your breath so you don't get the COVID. Okay.
Yeah, Greg Steady.
What happens is, the House Judiciary has a position that they're trying to present that no one's embracing, but now they have to embrace it. Okay, so now what's happening is this world is trying to announce things that are we've known as ridiculous, but now they have no choice but to acknowledge it.
Who's acknowledging what? You're saying that Biden's agenda will have to be acknowledged, or are you saying something else?
No. The fall of the Yellow Dog Democrat has been set, and that's set in the ethers of how we recognize the world, the sun, the moon, the stars, all the Galilean perspectives.
Yeah, okay, they're going to fall, so what is being accepted?
Nothing now. Newtonian physics is gone. So now they
just said
everything.
Something had to be accepted.
Not
breathing, Jack. Get your fucking nose out of the mic. Yeah.
Don't breathe. Put your mask on. You're going to breathe. Put your mask on.
Yeah, but okay. So you didn't mean those words that we have to accept the Biden thing. You're saying Biden's gone.
No.
What's that mean?
We don't say Biden. We didn't say we said House Judiciary. That has nothing to do with Biden. Who brought up Biden? We didn't say that. God damn, stop that breathing. Don't do that. Let's go. Okay. Stop. It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay. Now, here's
the
good part.
Jack must be on the other phone.
He likes Jack. We're trying to get his money right. We're going to fix his money.
Jermaine, now let's hear what Ion explain himself. Go ahead, Jermaine. Ion. Explain whatever you're trying to say.
We're not trying to say anything. We're trying to make a point that the reference from the House Judiciary and what you're seeing go on in the substrate of Politica, we don't even know what Politica means, but it's like the political realm of who's right, who's wrong, who's up,
the
aftermeme. Okay. Maybe it might be a meme, but they're trying to say it's reality. They're trying to say it's not a meme, but yet it is, you see, because it's now they turned around. The thing they said is true. Now, come on, Mr. President, on 60 Minutes. You have no evidence that you were being infiltrated by the goddamn Yellow Dog Democrats. Mr. President, this is 60 Minutes. You can't say that here because when you were the president of the United Goddamn States, nobody was trying to get in your arrays. You're not going to say that here, Mr. President. Now, come to find out, we won't see what Sunday Night says now, because now they proved that they did. See, that's that same rub.
How's Leslie feel now? Is Leslie humiliated, going to commit suicide?
Leslie doesn't know what the fuck she's going to do, because now they've called her on her shit. Now she's going to have to say, well, we were overspoken, and we didn't really know, and we're not really sure, and there was a lot of words, and we don't know who this Durham person is. Let us find out who this Durham is. Where did he come up with this stuff? I don't really understand what's going on here. All we
know
is the facts.
Hear that, Murph? Pretty funny, Murph.
We just presented the facts. The facts.
Yeah.
Now this Durham's coming and saying something. We're going to have to see what he has to say. CNN is supporting Donald J. Trump. We have a problem in the White House now.
How are they supporting Trump? How are they supporting Trump? What part of Trump?
They're actually speaking about the problem with Yellow Dog Democrats infiltrating the knighthood.
That's impeachable. That's treason.
Execution of the viceroy.
Lucky Hillary's already dead. Let's all remember that, people. Hillary did 2 years ago.
No. Somebody's going to gallows, Bob. It don't matter how many.
Yeah, someone maybe alive.
No,
maybe
they're
not.
They're going. Somebody's going to the gallows. Don't worry. They're going. Somebody's going to die.
I'll be there for that one.
Somebody's going to die. I'll get to pull the gallows.
By that time, I'll be charged.
They got a nice hemp
rope. Rob, the executioner.
And a real stout oak tree. They're going to see if they can find some justice from the
Tom Jones, the old green grass of Kentucky.
No, green grass of home. Damn, Bob, you take us back to the old school. That's funny. Okay. Are we talking about money now? Aren't we talking about money? Jermaine?
No, who knows what we're talking about?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hurry up.
It's not important.
Yes, Robin's listening. She's pretty pissed off. She's going to run out of gas before we get through with this. Come on now, let's go. Robin did good.
Go ahead.
You were asleep, Bob. Robin did real good on the tailgate.
Go ahead, Jermaine. Make your final point before we bring in Mr. Sweat.
All right. Thanks for that clarification, Ion. My last question was, Ion, what do you mean when you say queen to queen level 4?
Look it up. It's a chess move. Look it up.
Oh, okay. I did. I found some stuff on Star Trek.
And what it said? What it said, queen to queen? What it said, queen to queen level 4? You looked it up. What does that mean? That means against the queen level 4. You looked it up. What did it say? That's what we meant. On a chess move. One night in Bangkok. Listen to Murray Head. One night in Bangkok. Makes a hard man humble. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So
The queens they use
would not excite you, darling.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Enough of this foolishness. Mr. Mark Sweat, who hasn't been here for 8 months or more.
He doesn't know anymore. The green grass of home. That is nice. That's what they're going to smoke, Bob. They're going to smoke your roll of patty with the green grass of home.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mark, where are you going to start, Mark?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm off mute. You know, it's been more like 2 years that I've been gone.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Don't argue
for your limitations, darling. It won't help you.
I know. I've been listening, but,
okay, well, congratulations.
Yeah, but I know that's not enough. Hey, you know,
it's one thing to go to the whorehouse, but it's another thing to nut. Did you nut? That's what we're trying to worry about. Just going to the whorehouse don't really help you. You're just a patron. Now you're just a patron of the arts. We want you to be a part of the arts, but
I know
we don't care. Do what you do. Happy days, la la la, McHale's Navy, Starlock 13, everything's good. What do you want to know?
McHale's Navy.
Okay, first question I asked. When we talk about the two-thirds that are going to die off, you know, one-third passed.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a little bit more than two-thirds now.
I heard you say that.
Winning.
Now, is that representative of the amount of blood that's going to be generated out of the wine press?
Ever how much it takes on 17 hands on a horse in the Valley of Megiddo? Ever how much blood it takes to go 17 hands up on a horse? That's how deep the blood's going to go in the Valley of Megiddo. So you can take that span, that area, and figure out how many square miles that is, and then how much blood it would take to fill to that level. And remember how many people it takes to do that? There you go. Oops, there it is.
Well, you know, there was a calculation that if you went from the wine press to Megiddo, that's 184 miles, and if you went the bridle on a horse is about 4 feet, you know, four and a half.
17 hands is a little bit more than that. It's the dark horse, as Bob would tell you very clearly. Bob's seen the dark horse face to face. So it's a little bit higher. 17 hands is a little bit more than 4 feet. That's like taller than Carolyn.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed this, but I always thought the blood would flow from the Valley of Megiddo down for 184 miles.
It goes up. That's exactly it right. It fills that valley.
That's,
and that's how you
where,
know.
That's not some
what do you call those things that Carolyn likes so much? You know, Carolyn likes them, where you give like analogies or examples.
Metaphors.
Oh yeah, this is not metaphorical. This is actual blood in the actual valley of Megiddo.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a metaphor. Carolyn loves a good metaphor now. Woo! She loves her a good old metaphor now. Especially if it's applicable. But yeah. This is not ambivalent. This is literal.
Hey, next thing is, I think you mentioned this to Bert, several months ago. You were talking about.
Who? Did we talk to Bert? I think we've talked to Bert once or twice.
Yeah, I think you mentioned to him about DWAC, Digital World Acquisition Corporation.
Yeah, and SPAR. Yeah, both of them. We're fucked up because it was supposed to go down. We were trying to get it to 50. It went to 60.25. Now the motherfucker's 80.23. And it's about to launch. It got delayed and it run back down to 80. We're pissed off because it should have been lower so you could get it and it could go to 300 and then you could cash out. But I don't know how it's going to go now.
You know, Ion, it never got down to 50.25. Shortly after you mentioned that, it ran up
to
59.
It went to 60.25. It dropped down to 60.25, and it should have been to 50.29, but it didn't do that.
But it did go back. It did drop to 41 after that. And I bought some at 41, some at 59, and I sold at 95.
Well, you shouldn't have sold it. You should have held it.
Okay, well, I can get back in. So it's going to 300.
But now it's 80. Yeah. You want to go down. If you can get anywhere close to 70, hit it again before it launches. Now, after it launches, now we're going to see how it goes. See, now the dick is bottomed out. Once you're in, once it's open, the dick's bottomed out. It's going to do what it's doing. It's going to be a match made in heaven. Lord Jesus, it's going to be a facial book. $1,000 a share, or it's going to peter out.
Okay.
One way or the other.
Don't get greedy.
You know this. Well, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. But it's a long hold if you can buy it right. It's a long hold if you buy it.
Come on, Mark, don't waste time on this nonsense. Fuck that shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember, there's no money.
We told you something. Hey, Mark, told you something. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Ion, I'm probably going to have to develop this more on Saturday, but just tell me if I'm on the right track.
You're going to show up again? Oh, that's nice.
I am.
Twice a year.
Yeah, you're going to yourself on that's tailgate. Beautiful.
Okay.
You can get away with it.
You got to do that.
Here's my question. Just tell me yes or no, am I on the right track? For years, you've been saying that Bitcoin will go to zero. You've triangulated
correct.
And it goes to zero.
Correct.
Is that, and you recently said that once people find out who's behind it, they will, that's what will trigger it. Now, I've been doing some digging. Does MasterCard Ventures have anything to do with it?
No comment.
Okay.
Because we're not trying to, we told you what was going to happen. And that doesn't change. But we're not trying to cause it to happen. Carolyn says do not cause things to happen. Just cause you got a big dick.
She learned her lesson.
Don't go around showing it. Don't need me to run around showing it. Yeah, don't need me. You got to run around showing everybody. They'll just believe you. Smile big, smile big. They'll fuck you. Just smile big. They're like, ooh, he's a confident man. Ooh, let's just, we'll fuck with him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, let's see what he's doing. Ooh, let's see. Yeah, we don't know if we can take all of that. Let's see how we go. Just cause you got it don't mean you can go around telling everybody you got it. So the answer to that question is, lucidly.
No comment.
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
So and when it's known, it will go to zero. It will be divested. Okay. It's already started, but okay. Never mind.
Let me get one more question.
They're using it now. The dope dealers are using it now. The dope dealers are using it now just to move their money around. That's the only reason it's standing today. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Ian, you said many times, and I didn't know if you were joking, but you said that ship going to Andromeda, you hope we make it because we've tried five times before.
Yes.
Is that joking around, or is that literal?
No, that's
didn't
very
you
literal.
Five stages?
You're not getting
we actually
it.
Never, we five, never got to the rocket.
The five
we
stages.
Just, that we just had disasters, the Tower of Babel, Roman Empire, the Iran-Contra conflict. Did you hear those?
The five stages of apprehension, that's the one.
Yeah. but we never got to the, I don't see the end of the Roman Empire, whatever that was, we never got to the Earth rocket.
Nero playing the fiddle, you know.
But we didn't get to the rocket stage. Would you agree? We didn't get to the rocket stage. Do you agree with that?
Because you're not there yet. You fucked it up.
Note that, Bert. I think he's agreeing, Bert.
You fucked it up five times before. We hope you don't fuck it up.
Yeah, I didn't even get to the rocket. I was there trying to build a rocket, and we ended up with a Roman Empire.
This wasn't...
Before that, I tried to build a rocket, we got to the Tower of Babel.
Yeah. He failed. Babylon is falling. He was trying to fuck Babylon. They failed for him. There you go. Poor Babylon.
You got another minute, Burke. Babylon. What, Burke? 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute.
One more thing.
Margie. Come on, Margie.
Last weekend, you mentioned Mort Saul's name. And I remember that he married a Playboy bunny, China Lee.
Who had sex with a dog? They all watched.
Really? Hey, I could never figure out.
She had to give a dog fellatio, and everybody watched.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
are
it's
you
pretty
kidding?
Fucked up. Yeah. Oh my God. No, no joke.
No, you're not.
Hugh Hefner
can
stay on it. No, fuck no. It's terrible. Everybody knows. There are people that talk about it. It's on Fox News.
After Lenny Bruce. Yeah, I'll tell you about that. Tailgate. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bob was there. He was listening to Mort Saul. He wanted to play with the dog too, but they wouldn't let Bob to the dog. They said Bob would hurt the dog.
They never let me do anything.
That's our Bob. That's our Bob.
2 years ago.
That's his heart. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Thank you,
Ryan.
That's right.
Yes. Stop Town 202.